Chapter 30.
Card walked around the mass of stone to where the crumpled nose of the chariot assault vehicle poked out, a sense of slightly stunned disbelief coloring his vision.
"One man?" he murmured.
"Well, we helped some," Apes reminded him, but the sarcasm of the words faded beneath the grudging respect clearly there behind it.
"And without the Force, too," Card said.
He sensed Abe shrug uncomfortably.
"That's what Mara said. Though, of course, Skywalker might have lied to her about it." "Unlikely."
A motion at the edge of the square caught his eye, and Card looked over to see Solo and Skywalker helping a distinctly shaky-looking Lando Calrissian to one of the airspeeders parked around the perimeter.
"Took a shot, did he?"
Abe's grunted.
"Came close to taking one of mine, too," he said. "I thought he betrayed us. Figured I'd make sure he didn't walk away from it."
"In retrospect, it's just as well you didn't."
Card looked up, searching the skies, wondering how long it would take the Imperials to respond to what had happened here today. Aves looked up, too.
"We might still be able to hunt down the other two chariots before they get a chance to report," he suggested. "I don't think headquarters people got any messages away before we took them out."
Card shook his head, feeling a deep surge of sadness rising through the sense of urgency within him. Not until now had he truly realized just how much he'd come to love this place. His base, the forest, the planet Merkur itself. Now when there was no choice but to abandon it.
"No,"
he told Aves.
"There's no way to cover up our part in what happened here. Not from a man like Thrawn."
"You're probably right," Aves said,
his voice taking on a sense of urgency of its own. He understood the implications of that, all right.
"You want me to head back and start the evacuation?"
"Yes, and take Mara with you. Make sure she keeps busy, somewhere away from the Millennium Falcon and Skywalker's X-Wing."
He felt Aves' eyes on him, but if the other wondered, he kept his wonderings to himself.
"Right. See you later."
He hurried away. The airspeeder with Calrissian aboard was lifting off now, heading back to where the Falcon was being prepped for flight. Solo and Skywalker were heading over toward a second airspeeder. With just a moment's hesitation, Card went over to intercept them. They reached the craft at the same time, and for a moment eyed each other across its bow.
"Card," Solo said at last, "I owe you one."
Card nodded.
"Are you still going to get the ether away out of impoundment for me?"
"I said I would,"
Solo told him.
"Where do you want it delivered?"
"Just leave it on Abrigado. Someone will pick it up."
He turned his attention to Skywalker.
"An interesting little trick,"
he commented, tilting his head back toward the mass of rubble.
"Unorthodox, to say the least.